It's mailbag time, and from Reliance Stadium, Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu, answering your questions. And DP, this is really cool because one of these questioners gets $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. You can do some good with that. I can do some good with that, right?
We'll help out. We'll do what we can.
Yeah, we like to help. We're all about the fans, so we wouldn't be here without you. And one fan, like Brett Nelius, wants to know, with all the personnel changes, who will be making the call on how to use the first draft pick? Will it be traded? Offensive? Defensive? Where do they see the biggest need? That's a lot of questions in one, DP, and we heard about
Here's
that.
Here's how it's going to go, Brett. With the number one pick, the Texans are going to... Just joking.
But we heard about, you know, how the pick is going to be selected and who's going to select it the day Bill O'Brien was hired, didn't we?
That's right. Bob McNair said that it's really going to be the GM who's in charge of the draft process, the coach is in charge of personnel, but one cannot work without the other because, you see, if the GM picks a guy and the coach doesn't like him, coach won't play him. So really it's going to be a collaborative process where both Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien are going to be working together to see which player fits the best needs for this team during each round.
Yeah, and they've always said, we're going to take the best player available. So I know it's not the question or the answer you want to hear right now, but that's basically the way they're going.
And it's really early in the draft process. Yeah. So it's not that we're trying to hide anything, but right now they're still evaluating players. Senior Bowl just ended. The Combine's coming up, and the Combine has a big effect on where players are going to go in the draft because that's really a great apples-to-apples comparison, though it's in shorts, of how players, you know, are going to stack up to what the NFL scouts are looking at.
No doubt.
All right, the second question comes from Jonathan Garcia. Jonathan wants to know, Romeo Crennel's defense needs a planet-sized nose tackle who can clog the lanes and command double teams. Hopefully, Lewis Nix falls to number 33 because he would be a perfect fit. Is this Lewis Nix we're sending in this question, or his mother? I'd like to know.
I don't know.
Big Lewis Nix fan.
Obviously, Jonathan has seen a Notre Dame game or two. That's where Nix played, but don't forget about guys like Justin Ellis from Louisiana Tech. He was very good at the East-West Shrine game. We got to talk with him at the Senior Bowl, and we're going to have an interview up with him in the coming weeks.
But is he a planet-sized nose tackle?
He's a big, big gentleman. Not necessarily an orb or a sphere in our celestial purview,
rankings,
perhaps,
yeah.
But he's a big guy, and I do think there will be a big nose tackle taken. Hey, DP, Leonardo Tan has this. Where do the Texans sit with the rest of their picks on the later rounds? We all know that the Texans currently hold that number one overall pick. They also have the first pick in every round thereafter. But there's a lot of uncertainty out there because due to free agent losses, they might get some compensatory picks. Last year, the Texans had a compensatory pick in the third round because Mario Williams signed with the Bills.
I think they also had one in the fifth round.
They sure did,
right?
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. There could be a lot more picks than the ones that are projected right now. But, you know, it's really hard to tell in those later rounds because you don't know who's going to be on the boards and who's going to be available. And, you know, maybe there might be that guy that they wanted to take in an earlier round who's still available in a later round. So I don't know if there's a strategy yet that you could say that they're going to take certain players in certain rounds. I think it's really just going to depend on who's left on the draft board.
Sure.
All right, last question comes from Radel Ramos. He wants to know, when will we begin to hear about Bill O'Brien's roster cuts, and will he let go of some big names to make cap room?
Yeah, it's a very fluid process. March 8th is the day that free agency begins, so you'll see some movement perhaps on that day. Probably this year, the Texans, if they make free agent moves, it's going to be later than that. It'll be a week or two after that. March 11th is one of the days that you got to start being under the salary cap. So it's going to be interesting to see who comes back because some guys are free agents and they don't necessarily get cut by the Texans. They just don't necessarily get signed by them either.
Or they get paid more money by another team.
That's right. And that's going to happen with some guys. Yeah.
Yeah, and it really depends on what these players are offered out in the open market because they may choose to go elsewhere and make a few more millions, you know, or less than that, especially if they're towards the later ends of their career. So I do see the Texans losing quite a few players for cap space because there's a couple of big names that need to be signed very soon. So we'll keep an eye on that.
For sure, for sure. Well, hey, Leonardo Tan, you win the $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, congratulations.
Well, congratulations, Leonardo. Scratch, scratch, scratch. We'll see you next time on the mailbag.